if the various things that happen in our life, are they by chance we choose certain things, are they controlled by Krishna? I would say that Krishna can make his plan work through all situations. That means that it is not necessary that everything that happens is Krishna's plan. So because people have their free will, and by their free will, sometimes we may make a bad choice, sometimes another person may make a bad choice. So when people are choosing in these random ways, it's not that necessarily that everything that happens is Krishna's plan. But Krishna is expert enough to include everything in his plan.
Whatever choices anyone makes.
Yeah, he will make his plan work through it all. That means he has a particular purpose to fulfill, and he wants to help us grow spiritually, he wants us to come to him. So that purpose he will fulfill through whatever whoever does.
Okay.
That is his expertise. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everything that everyone is doing is Krishna's plan.
Mm-hmm.
So
even if others make mistakes, then it doesn't mean that it is Krishna's arrangement, that they are making
a mistake. There are two ways of looking at it. The person who has made a mistake should learn to take responsibility and avoid making that mistake again.
Yeah, but he doesn't do that.
For those who are affected adversely by the mistake, they can see at both levels that okay, this has happened now, Krishna will bring good out of this. But at another, that's a internal or a spiritual level. But at a practical level, you have to say also, this person has this weakness. So in this regard, I cannot trust this person. So we have to be dependent on Krishna. At the same time, we have to be intelligent for Krishna. So we have to see practically, different people have different weaknesses, different people have different shortcomings, different people have careless nature. So if they make a mistake, then what do we see? That they can't be trusted for the service. And what has happened, Krishna can bring good out of it also. So what is it that cheat me once, shame on you. What is that? Something like cheat me once, cheat me twice, shame on you. Cheat me thrice, shame on me. That means, you know, if somebody is cheating us multiple times, and then if we keep trusting them, that's our folly. Now yes, if somebody has cheated us, then that's a bad thing for them. But if they are showing it by the action, that is their habitual nature, then for us to trust them, that is our stupidity. So we have to be intelligent. So that means that if something has already happened, we accept it. It's not, whether it's Krishna's plan or not, it's very difficult to decide. But Krishna can make it. Krishna can make his plan work through it also. But we have also been given intelligence, and we have to make intelligent choices. So for the future, we try to use our intelligence as well as we can. So once when the devotees are going for book distribution, and they are driving very fast, and they made a terrible accident, and several devotees in the van died. This was many times years ago, in 1970. So the devotees asked Prabhupada, was this Krishna's arrangement? Prabhupada said, they're careless. So one devotee says that, you know, when you start driving above the speed limit, Krishna leaves the car. So it is that we have to take our responsibility properly. If we don't take our responsibility, we can't say that Krishna has to take care of everything. So our mistakes will have the consequences for this. Okay?